Despite watching Fix the Void fail to pass the Illinois Senate, the local chapter of Moms Demand Action has their sights set on redemption during the fall veto session. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Karen Irvin and Sarah Breeden of McLean County's Moms Demand Action chapter after their plans for Fix the Void failed to come to pass, and an upcoming gun violence awareness event in Bloomington Normal is set to happen.
The main point of this bill is to require a point-of-sale background check for all gun sales, including those by unlicensed sellers. When we say fix the void, the problem with the void now is that the background check is not nearly as extensive as it should be, in part because we don't require fingerprints, and it does not require the state police to actually get back the guns that are in possession of someone whose void card has been revoked. So those are really the two big sticking points.
Moms Demand Action backed the Fix the Void bill. We know that Fix the Void passed out of the House. It didn't quite make it out of the Senate. So Sarah, can you tell me a little bit about what's next?
Well, what's next is, I believe, in the November session that we have a chance to get this considered again, and it's important that everybody understand how much of an impact this could make and how many different things could be addressed by this bill. I know that there's some questions about fingerprinting, some questions about fees, but the concept itself is something that we should all get behind and then get some of those issues ironed out from the people who have different opinions about that.
So now Fix the Void, we just talked about, we have to wait to find out more in the fall veto session, which is when, of course, the legislators have a chance to bring up bills that they really wanted to see passed, bring it up, and really override what happened in the spring session and put it back on the governor's desk. So we know Fix the Void, we're going to have to wait on it. Are there any other bills that we should be celebrating from the spring session?
With regard to Moms Demand Action, I think Fix the Void was our main effort during the spring session. So I think that's where we'll be focusing in November.
We have had some celebrations, so as you well know, when Governor Pritzker signed the bill for background checks, and then the red flag law,
right,
which also passed. Those were two big ones that we were working for. And we also like to remember the success that we had in electing gun sense candidates that we know will represent us. And the fact that we saw the bill, Fix the Void, move through the House represents a victory for us, too, and is related to the work that we did in November to try and get gun sense candidates all across Illinois to be elected.
As you just mentioned and rattled off quite a few things there of things that Moms Demand Action is really celebrating over the past year, maybe year and a half, are there any other issues on the horizon, or is it focused mainly on getting Fix the Void passed? Or are there any other issues that you are focusing on in addition?
Well, here in Illinois, I would say Fix the Void is our current top priority that is on the books right now. Lucy McBath, this is at the federal level, Lucy McBath, who is a representative in Georgia, just introduced federal red flag legislation, or it's also called ERPO, the Extreme Risk Protection Order. And so it's where family members or law enforcement, if they become aware of something in a person's behavior that makes them a candidate for perhaps having gun violence in their lives, that their guns could be taken away from them temporarily, and there would have to be courts involved. It's not, you know, it's not a violation of due process or anything like that. It's about addressing a crisis. And the interesting thing about Lucy McBath, or one of the many interesting things about Lucy McBath, is that she is a former Moms Demand Action spokesperson, and her biggest reason for getting involved in Moms Demand Action is because her son was shot and killed at 17 over an argument at a gas station for how loud his music was. Something as insignificant as that in terms of taking a person's life. So there's some federal things going on, too, that we're really excited about.
Now, Moms Demand Action is all about preventing gun violence, and a big event happening this weekend on June 8th is the Wear Orange event. Wear Orange actually started in Chicago. A young girl in her early teens, Hadia Pendleton, was shot at a park. It wasn't a bullet meant for her by any means, but her friends gathered together and started this movement called Wear Orange. They chose the color orange as the color that hunters wear out in the forest as a way to protect themselves, in a way to show that human life has value. Here in Bloomington Normal, the Moms Demand Action chapter is hosting their own Wear Orange event on Saturday, June 8th. Could I have you explain, Karen, a little bit about the event this weekend?
Yes, thank you for going through the origins of Wear Orange. That's great. We have nationwide Wear Orange events in every state, and here in McLean County, we have one organized for Saturday, June 8th. We'll have kids' activities and refreshments and games and a lot of networking because we have six community partners that will be tabling with us. We have some scheduled speakers. We are going to have Mayor Chris Coos, who is one of the mayors that proclaimed June 7th, National Gun Violence Awareness Day. And for here in the community, Mayor Terry Renner did the same thing for June 7th. Chris Coos will be one of our speakers. We are also having Betsy Dirksen-Londergren come as a speaker. She'll give us some perspective about having traveled around Illinois talking about this issue during her campaign. And it's possible that we will have some survivors of gun violence speak. We are organizing this event, this family-friendly event, not only to participate in the nationwide Wear Orange movement, but locally, it's very important to us as we remember the 10 victims of gun violence in the past year, a little more than a year, that we have had locally, and we want to raise awareness of gun violence and also honor the memory of each life that is lost or impacted by gun violence. We know that we lost 10 lives, but we also realize that those 10 lives gone affect so many people who are now survivors, as we describe them, anybody who's lived through the impact of gun violence, whether they have been personally shot or living the rest of their life with the grief and the anguish that comes with losing someone you love. And so we hope to do some celebrating. We hope to get people together in the community who have the common intention of ending gun violence. And we would like to also honor and remember those that we don't have in our community anymore.
GLT's Mary Cohen speaking with McLean County Moms Demand Action leaders Karen Irvin and Sarah Breeden. The local Wear Orange event takes place from 10 to noon tomorrow at Normal's Anderson Park.